as far as testing people and asking people, are you Salafi? Are you this? Are you that? Then this is something which wasn't known. It wasn't known to the people of Hadith and people of Ilm of the past. It wasn't known. Testing people and putting people on a spot like this. Let alone testing people through personalities. Women say, yes, I am Salafi. Oh, what type of Salafi? Who do you follow? Who do you sit with? You're in New York City. Who's in New York City teaching? Muhammad ibn Munir? No, no, no. You're not Salafi. But if you mention Fulan from this masjid, okay, you're Salafi. Obviously, this is a game. And this is an immature game that many people have been afflicted with. And I say this without any shyness. Unfortunately, they've wasted themselves. And the potential that they had, they've wasted it. You went to Egypt, you went to Saudi, you went to Yemen, you came back, and you wasted yourself. You didn't benefit yourself, you didn't benefit your people, you didn't help out your community with this nonsense. That's sad and that's unfortunate. Lost souls. Lost souls. So that's Allah just to guide us all. And to make us people who learn and teach our people. Learn and teach our people. And not getting caught up in this and that and fulana and fulana. Know for sure, Yahi, this person, this scholar, does not care about you or your country. It's the haq. You say whatever you want without no sugar. It's raw. He does not stay up at night if you have problems in your urban community. He doesn't care about what's going on in New York City. So why are you so concerned and caught up and obsessed with what goes on in Jordan or Egypt or Saudi or Yemen? That doesn't make any sense. He is not missing his morning tea and breakfast because of the major social ills in Bed-Stuy, New York. Know that for sure. He does not miss his coffee and dates because of single parent homes and crack babies. This is a reality. This is not a joke. This is real. So if that's the case, then how can you spend all of your time, your energy, and your effort on overseas in the Middle East and neglect the real problems in your community that are dead smack in your face? May Allah help us all.
Ameen.